It's Wednesday morning, about 11 o'clock, and I'm down in my garden in Westbourne. I'm just about to take the rubbish out to the bin. As we wander down to the bins, which are just situated off the road, I'm hopefully going to spot a little friend of mine. Right, absolutely no sign of a squirrel today. These are big plastic bins, wheelie bins. As I get closer, a little closer inspection, you can see on the corner, the top of the bins, and this is quite thick plastic, I can see that there's huge holes, enough to get a fist through, been gnawed into the top, right on the corner. That, my friends, is the work of a squirrel. I'll just open this bad boy up, and it's pretty minging in the bottom. There's a few crisp packets, and that looks like the remains of a chicken Kiev. Squirrels used to be my second favourite animal. Obviously, monkeys are first. However, since I've come to Bournemouth, I've changed my tune slightly, and they've been downgraded. You might say that they are rats with tails. Vermin. And there's an even darker side to this story, because the squirrels that are in my garden are grey squirrels. There is a rumour circulating, and I have heard it since I've been on the south coast, that grey squirrels have forced the red squirrels out. There are two quite famous areas where you can find red squirrels. One of them is the Isle of Wight, and the other is Brownsea Island. I have selected a mission for myself, and that is to go and find out about the red squirrel, see if I can find one, and find out if these rumours about grey squirrels eating red squirrels are true. On that note, it's off to Brownsea Island. Okay, the first leg of my journey has taken me to Sandbanks, and it's fairly windy. From here you can get a chain car ferry over to Swanage, but that's not what I'm going to do today. In fact, I've boarded the big yellow boat, which is setting sail shortly for Brownsea Island. Brownsea Island isn't too far away, I can actually see it. There seems to be a big mansion there with the flags flying. Probably find out a little bit more about that when I get there. Feeling a little bit seasick already, and we've not actually got going. Hopefully, when I get to Brownsea Island, I'll find out about some red squirrels. I've been given a little brochure that says there's lots of red squirrel walks going on, and the logo for the boat features a red squirrel. So it seems promising, but I have also heard that they are very rare. Who knows what will happen? It's all going to be fun and games. So there we go, we're off and running. The yellow boat is full steam ahead, and we're leaving Sandbanks in our wake. Yeah, we're not, doesn't seem to be going that quickly. I didn't think this journey would take that long, but the speed of this boat, I'm not so sure. £4.50 this journey cost me, and that's return. That's a bit of a bargain. I reckon we'll be there in 5 minutes. So after the shortest boat ride I've ever been on, I've made it to Brownsea Island. The bad news is it's going to cost another £4.60 to get onto the island. And what makes it even worse is that I've only brought £4.50 with me. However, the kind people at National Trust have allowed me to go in for £4.50. I promise that on my next visit, I will reimburse them in at least double. Rather than just aimlessly amble around Brownsea Island, I've been lucky enough to get an interview with someone who knows a thing or two about red squirrels.
I'm Simon Lee. I'm the property manager for the National Trust on Brownsea Island.
The thing that most visitors notice first is the feeling of peace and tranquility, especially if they've come over from Sandbanks or Poole on a busy summer day. So it's very peaceful. There's no traffic on the island. And most of the island is woodland, either pine or mixed woodland. And then there's an area of heathland as well.
There are an enormous amount of trees, and the trees are perfect habitat for the red squirrel. That's kind of Brownsea Island's claim to fame, alongside obviously scouting.
Of all the reasons why the National Trust is looking after Brownsea, red squirrels is one of the top reasons, top priorities. It's with the Isle of Wight, it's the only place in southern England where red squirrels survive. We've got about 200, which doesn't seem like a lot, but because it's an island, they're much safer here than they would be on the mainland. and elsewhere they're being slowly pushed out by grey squirrels.
What sort of time period has that happened? Has the grey squirrels started dominating the red squirrels? I mean, you hear all sorts of rumours such as, like, that grey squirrels eat red squirrels. I mean, that's not true, is it?
No. We've got some of our volunteers who've been involved on Brownsea since the 1960s who can remember red squirrels in Bournemouth, in the parks and around Bournemouth. So it's a relatively recent thing. It's probably since the 1950s, 60s, that the reds have died out on the mainland. And the main reason people think, it's quite complicated, but the main reason people think is that the grey squirrels carry a virus called the parapox virus, which doesn't kill the grey squirrels, but it does kill the red squirrels if they catch it. Most people think that's the main reason. There are other factors as well, that they're more prolific breeding and they're able to survive on a broader range of food. The reds are a little bit more fussy about what they eat.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because one of the things that prompted me to come over to Brownsea Island was the fact that the grey squirrels have gnawed in through our wheelie bins at home and are just feeding on all our leftovers. I mean, people see grey squirrels as scavengers and vermin, and somebody said to me, rats with tails.
Well, the red squirrel is the native squirrel in Britain, and the greys were introduced in the 1800s, I think, as a kind of ornamental species, and they have taken over. I think a lot of people in parks in urban areas, they think of the grey squirrels as being very cute and cuddly and like to feed them and so on, but I think the reds are even cuter.
Is there anything that the listeners of Burst, is there anything that they can do to help preserve the red squirrel?
Well, the main thing on Brownsea is obviously if they can contribute towards the cost, because it is expensive, the work that we do, the clearing work, and then the fencing in particular is expensive. And the other thing people can do is come and volunteer. We have volunteer work parties coming over to help us to do the work. And the big job is clearing the rhododendron, because the rhododendron stops anything else growing. Nothing will grow underneath it. So the first job really is to clear all the rhododendron, and we have volunteers coming over regularly, so that's something else people can do.
Excellent. And finally, what are the chances of me seeing a red squirrel?
This time of year it's more difficult. They are around, but it's slightly more difficult. We tell visitors that they can see them any time of the year, but the best time, when you're most guaranteed to see them, is sort of September and October time.
So, red squirrels I haven't seen, but I am surrounded by a lot of peacocks. Some of them have got their tails up, and the others are just prowling around. And just a minute ago, I just had a really close encounter of the bird kind with one of these peacocks, and it just started charging towards me. I was pretty scared about what it could do. As I speak, a different peacock is heading towards me. Mind you, he looks a bit more interested in the grass. And he's gonna run up me. He's gonna chase me. Move on, Tom, move on. I'm right on the other side of the island now, and it's getting a fair bit of wind, and there's a few windsurfers who are taking advantage of the gusts. I've reached a pebbly beach on the other side. From the beach, you can see views to Poole Harbour, and you can also look back towards Bournemouth. So after a successful jaunt around Brownsea Island, I'm back home. Sadly, I didn't see one red squirrel. Plenty of other animals, but no red squirrel. So I've come back to see if I can find the notorious grey squirrel. And I think my luck is out. Usually, when I come down by the bins, there's always a squirrel hanging around. And in fact, I've opened up the bin where I dropped off the rubbish this morning. Yep, they've been laying into it. The bag's been split open and exposed various bills and also the remains of a chocolate cheesecake. So the squirrels have been here, but it looks like I'm going to go the whole day and not see one. I can safely say the squirrel is back in favour. It might make my top three favourite animals, but the monkey still rules.